Let's move on now. Israel has launched artillery attacks and airstrikes on Syrian army positions. Tel Aviv says those attacks were in response to rocket fire from the Golan Heights. The Israeli army said four rockets landed in the Upper Galilee region and the Israeli-occupied parts of the Golan Heights. The rockets reportedly caused fires but no injuries. Earlier sirens sounded in several Israeli towns near the Lebanese border. Israel seized 1,200 square kilometers of the Golan from neighboring Syria in 1967. Israel is also accused of backing militants fighting against the Syrian government. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us now on the line from Damascus. Muhammad, what more details do we have about this Israeli attack on Syria?
Yes, it's definitely not the first attack for the Israeli warplanes against military locations inside Syria since the start of the unrest. According to an official military and army Syrian source here in the capital, Damascus, what happened was that about 6:30 p.m. local time here, an Israeli helicopter attacked several parts of Al-Quneitra governorate, particularly hitting the building of the governorate and also hitting the directorate of transportation over there. This is according to an official Syrian military source, and no one was reported to be killed or injured as a result of this particular attack. This is according, of course, to the Syrian military official army source. However, there were some reports indicating that there was another target, which is the headquarters of a military division called Military Division 90 in Al-Quneitra, over their governorate itself. In addition to that, also according to official news by the Syrian army, about 5 hours later, at around 11:30 p.m. local time, also here in Damascus, the Israeli Air Force also attacked an army, a military location, killing one army personnel and injuring seven others. Definitely, once again, not the first attack by the Israeli warplanes on Syria. We know the high coordination reported between the Israeli officials, the Israeli military, and foreign-backed militants that are close to the occupied Golan Heights over there. It is expected by many analysts that this could be kind of a support by Israel once again for those militants in the battle happening in Al-Quneitra and its countryside itself between the foreign-backed militants that are, of course, known to be heavily backed by the Israeli forces there and, of course, in the fight with the Syrian government here.
Okay, Muhammad, as always, thanks very much for keeping us up to date. That was Muhammad Ali, who was speaking to us live from Damascus.